Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A second Zimbabwe Electoral Commissioner resigns just 3 days after another official quit, citing the manner in which Wednesday's national elections were conducted.
It becomes significant, but if you look at the reason cited, at least that is what is in the public domain for the resignation, it means very little with anything as far as the elections are concerned.
ZANU-PF vows to press ahead with its controversial indigenization program and transfer the economy into the hands of ordinary people in the next 5 years following its landslide victory in last week's elections.
What it means is that now we are going to have to intensify the indigenization and empowerment program for purpose of making sure that we create employment, we stabilize our economy, we build houses.
And most banks have reportedly stopped making new loans following ZANU-PF's election victory.
With ZANU-PF's victory in last week's election throwing the country into economic uncertainty, workers at Gweru's butter shoe company fear a permanent closure of the firm after last week's routine shutdown. Correspondent Taurai Shava has more.
Some butter workers say they are skeptic about the company's future following the elections. They tell Studio 7 they were told that Friday's closure was a result of a rescheduling of the company's annual shutdown, but they fear the company might never reopen. One worker who asked that he not be named said workers are anxious because the shutdown was imposed by management and the workers were not given enough leave pay.
Management gave us the reasons that the company's retail shops are fully stocked at the moment, and as a result, they felt that it would be prudent for the company to shut down now instead of shutting down in December as usual. The decision was taken without the agreement of the workers. They said they would give us more leave days when we shut down again in December.
Sources tell Studio 7 that Louis Pinto, Butter's managing director, issued an internal memorandum at the beginning of July, notifying workers that the company was adjusting its annual shutdown into two phases owing to a number of reasons, including operational difficulties. Another worker who also asked for anonymity said in the more than 30 years that he has worked for Butter, the company has never rescheduled its annual shutdown, adding the workers' anxiety over the company's future stems from the timing of the break, which they think has to do with the elections and the aftermath.
It looks like this has something to do with politics because the announcement of the shutdown came just before the elections. We strongly suspect that management was waiting to see the outcome of the elections, and with the elections having gone ZANU-PF's way, we are no longer certain that the company will reopen on the 2nd of September as promised. This has never happened in all the years that I've worked for Butter.
Although he agreed that workers are concerned about their future, a worker representative who refused to speak on tape said management consulted the workers' representatives in reaching its decision. Despite not operating at full capacity, Butter is one of the few big companies in Gweru that remains operational. The company employs 1,500 workers. Elsewhere, a woman who was a council candidate for the MDCT in Berengwa North's Ward 36 has fled her home in the constituency's Neto resettlement area following severe threats from some war veterans. Alice Ngube, who fled her home with her 3 young children, is temporarily staying with relatives in Gweru after the war veterans, who include Nkosilati Dube, Koka Ndlovu, and Newman Mabika, reportedly told her that she could not stay in the area as she is an MDCT supporter. Ngube told Studio 7 that the MDCT leadership in the area reported the matter to Mberengwa police as well as to local Jomic representatives. Studio 7 failed to get a comment from the police. Local ZANU-PF leaders were also unavailable for comment. Since the announcement of the election results last week, the MDCT has alleged that its supporters across the country have been targeted for victimization, but ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo has refuted this. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shava.